comb through both the imagery and the associated data around where those images came from to both find targets that it already had in its intelligence gathering purposes and figure out new targets.
So you're saying that it's not just the targeted folks that got swept up in this net. What about Americans that were using Yahoo web chat between 2008 and 2010? Should they be concerned that there are images of them stored either at the NSA or GCHQ now?
It's a major question because GCHQ, like the NSA, does not have the ability on the front end of its bulk collection programs to filter out data coming from the U.S. and coming from the U.K. We didn't get direct answers as to how many Americans, if any, have been collected, but the rules and the laws that GCHQ is under on the search end, when analysts can look through this database, distinguish merely between people believed to be in the UK and people not believed to be in the UK. So Americans' imagery data that's been caught up in this could in fact be searched by GCHQ, the most important partner of the NSA from surveillance purposes.
So what did they do with all these pictures? What's the facial recognition element?
The facial recognition element is fascinating because it's an emerging technology that even the documents concede just really isn't precisely mature yet. The idea what would be, from an intelligence perspective, if you had a partial identifier, maybe an email address or part of a screen name of an intelligence target, but didn't really have much more than that, potentially, if you swept up all of this Yahoo webcam data, you might be able to find the image of someone's face or someone's body type, and that could be used as part of a way of targeting this person, finding out more about this person, and if necessary, apprehending that person.
Is there anything in the documents that says this program stopped? Is it still going on?
It's an interesting question. We didn't get a precise answer to it. The latest the documents indicate that it was still active is 2012. But when we asked if it is ongoing or if it stopped, we got responses similar to the one that you read out that discussed matters of the law and how all of this was legal, not whether or not this actually stopped.